don't want to miss it.
Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
O-E-O-E-O.
It is the O-E-O-E-O's. Isn't that a zip code somewhere in rural Arizona?
I don't know. I've been singing E-I-E-I-O to my son so much.
That's another zip code. That's in Iowa, though. Hey, you're listening to the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We like to get down.
Buddy.
We like to get funky. In fact, we put the funk back into dysfunctional when it comes to your computer.
I thought we put the P-U back in computer.
I think, yeah, we do that too. Of course, you can join us online at datadoctors.com. Simply click on the, actually, you can click anywhere you'd like, but click on the Computer Corner or radio section, and you'll see today's offerings, our suggestions for you real hardcore gamers. You want to be gamers, you're looking for cheat codes, you're looking for free places to play gaming, you're looking for games that are considered to be the best of the best. Got that on there. And then
the
we
most
have
bestest.
Most bestest. And then we have Greg. He's got an interesting question.
Yeah, speaking of game guys out of control, I think Greg might be one of those because he says Doom got him hooked, and he's on the line here from Scottsdale. Greg, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hey, thanks. I got a question, but I comment about that. I want to lead up first. So, you know, this conversation this last hour has been all over the place, and yet if you wanted to, you could channel everything right to gaming. The gaming world is a whole lot bigger than people think.
Oh, yeah.
Greg,
we don't want to.
I know. You could say Columbine, what happened in Columbine, and you could go off into
politics. Yeah, now you're confusing us with a real talk show, see?
Yeah.
That's not us.
All right.
So having a consistent thought process and, like, really planning, and that takes work.
Okay.
Just kidding.
One question and then that comment. I'm looking at buying an ATI 9700. It's actually gone to the 9800. NVIDIA came out with their new GX chip, but it's still not as good as the 9700 even. So what's your wizard guy? Is he using an ATI chip? Is he using an NVIDIA chip?
Garite?
I bet you he's going to say he throws up on the ATI, but we'll let him answer that question.
Well,
okay.
I recently gave up the ATI 9000 Pro that I was using. It was not a bad card, but it was kind of a middle of the road. I changed back to an NVIDIA because that's what I had had prior to the ATI. And right now I'm currently using an 8X AGP Ti 4200.
That's you know!
Yeah.
You could put somebody's eye out with that thing!
Indeed you could. 128 meg of DDR on there. Believe it or not, that's going to be substantial for pretty much any game you're going to use for the next couple years, I would imagine.
Oh, don't say that. 2 years.
Yeah, you never want to commit to anything like
but
that.
The next
but
couple
I,
of
months.
Yeah,
when I'm punching frame rates that would, you know, 4 years ago make somebody pass out, I'm not really concerned with having to invest.
Why are frame rates important in gaming?
Frame rates are life to a gamer. You're running a first-person shooter, you start lagging down, you know, your machine starts bogging down, the other guy's going to get you.
You know how many gaming terms you just threw out? A first-person shooter and you start lagging.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, there's some...
Do you see why we're not going to concentrate too heavily on gaming?
Yeah, are you ready for this? As much as his computer is advanced, mine is way beyond his.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Oh,
he's doing it.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Those guys
oh yeah.
Are
well, my dad could beat up.
Oh, stop. No, but he's he's doing it on a budget.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. I'm a programmer. I've been a programmer for quite a long time. And I was up in Utah, and it was middle 90s, and I tried a few different games, and you know it was okay. So one of the guys from Novell, one of my friends, a programmer from Novell, he came over to my house, and he says, "You got to check this out." So he puts Doom on my computer. That changed my life.
Doom,
forever.
yeah, that was
like unbelievable.
You know which one did it for me? The first one that really kind of got me?
Wolfenstein.
Yeah, Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein. Yeah. And now, I mean, you look at that game, I mean, obviously I got the new version out, but that original game was like, it's crap! It's just terrible now.
It's bleep, definitely not
bleep,
Scottish.
Bleep.
Yeah, actually.
But I'm still waiting for that spark. I'm still waiting for that next game to do what Doom for me to say, whoa.
Have you played, I was hooked on Doom for a while. Have you ever played Counter-Strike?
No, I haven't.
Try that. It's amazing. It's a simple
You'll
game.
You'll dig that, yeah.
But it is very addicting.
Yeah, and we also have Doom 3 that's scheduled to come out mid-August this year. Hang on to your hat because they've already postponed it a couple of times. So just look forward to that one coming out probably sometime later this year.
Well, the thing I like about Counter-Strike is it's manageable fairly quickly. And I mean, it's not like you're going to...
Greg, take our word for it. Counter-Strike, if you like Doom, if you like that kind of stuff, you're going to dig.
Because pretty much Counter-Strike's all online, so you're playing against other real players.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I've been playing the latest Age of Empires. I'm pretty hooked on that right now.
Yeah, that'll do it, too. All right, Greg, hey, thanks for chiming
in. When the guys call in, ask them, what game changed their life? Have a great day,
guys. Yeah, that sounds good. We'll do that.
Definitely going to do that. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, lots more show to go when we come back.
More suggestions from our new producer, Greg in Scottsdale. APR.